It's early morning, immediately after the close of our last episode. As in the office of a Smithville doctor, August Jansen crosses the waiting room on tiptoe, stands listening at the inner office door. At this very moment, not even the dark glasses over his eyes or the false mustache disguising his mouth can hide the naked menace on Gus Jansen's face. But the criminal's voice is pleasant as he calls to the nurse.
Oh, nurse?
Yes, sir.
You find the records?
I've just finished.
You found all of them?
All the records for October 29th.
And you put them on the doctor's desk?
Why, yes. I wish I could let you see them, Mr. Barkley.
I ask you to reconsider, nurse. It's a matter of life and death.
Yes, sir, you explained, and I'm awfully sorry for your sister.
Think of that young girl. Think of her running for her life. I must find my sister and help her. I beg of you.
Please, Mr. Barkley, won't you sit down and wait?
I'm too concerned to sit quietly and wait.
Only until doctor comes. Won't you?
Won't you change your mind?
Please, don't keep asking me. I just can't let you.
All right. I won't ask you again.
Thank you, sir. Now, won't you sit down? Or wait outside? Don't you want to wait outside?
No, it's more comfortable in here.
There's a coffee shop downstairs. They serve very good coffee. My husband and I eat breakfast there every morning. You'll have time before the doctor gets here.
Well, that's just the point, you see. I don't want to wait.
Only a little while. My husband...
Yes?
Nothing.
You mentioned your husband. You mentioned him twice. Why?
I just thought about him.
Because you're frightened? You look frightened.
But I'm not.
What's over there?
You mean that door?
Yes, what's on the other side of it?
That's the laboratory.
Show me.
No.
Please, I want to see it. I'll just take your elbow.
Don't hurt me.
I merely want to see the laboratory. Now open it.
No.
Then I will, in a moment. Now don't move.
Gloves. You're putting on gloves.
Now then. So it is. Laboratory.
What are you going to...
Well, I'm going to let you wait in here while I look at the records.
No, Mr. Barkley. Oh, don't!
Yes, you'll wait in here. Here they are on his desk. Of course, the little fool didn't use her right name. Wait a minute, this must be it. Age 19, weight 115, height 5 feet. Yes, that's Suzanne Barkley. What name is she using? Sarah Burke. I'll take all of them. She's still unconscious. Now, let me see why. Yes. Gas jets. Just turn on the gas jets. All of them. Yes. Close the window tightly. And that should do nicely. Now then. Somebody's coming. Dr. Rowe?
Yes? You want to see me?
Why, yes, sir.
Oh, good. Just wait till I get my coat off and wash up. Where's Mrs. Barrow?
Whom did you say, Doctor?
My nurse. Where is she?
Oh, your nurse. She said that you weren't expected for almost an hour.
I didn't expect to come myself, but I got two calls last night. My wife didn't tell me till this morning about them.
Two calls?
Yes, two calls. My wife doesn't like it when I accept night calls anymore. Says I'm getting old.
Yeah, let me help you with your coat, Doctor.
I'm not that old. Where is Mrs. Barrow?
Well, she mentioned having a headache.
She what?
A headache. She asked me to wait. She went downstairs to a coffee shop for coffee.
She never has headaches. You sure she said headache?
Yes. Doctor, I made one of those calls to your home last night. I'm a stranger in town. I asked someone at my hotel to recommend a doctor, and they suggested you.
Oh.
You know who made the other call, Doctor?
I can't see how it concerns you.
I beg your pardon, sir. Actually, my remark was meaningless. I didn't sleep a wink last night. I've been having difficulties with my eyes.
Oh, your eyes?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, the vision is blurred in one of them.
Well, you've come to the wrong place, young fella. I'm not an ophthalmologist.
A what?
An eye doctor. Well, I'll be glad to examine your eyes, but I'd advise you not to waste any time if you're having...
That's always good advice, Doctor.
Well, I'll send you to a good eye man, Patton. He's in the medical arts building.
Thanks, but I won't take any more of your time, Doctor.
Mrs. Barrow's in the coffee shop, you say?
Yes, sir. Goodbye, Doctor.
Wait, I'll recommend an eye... young man in a hurry. I don't understand Hilda's having a headache. I don't understand her going away, leaving a patient alone in the office. There's aspirin here. She can make coffee in the laboratory if she wants. This is Dr. Rowe. Let me speak to Mrs. Barrow, please. My nurse, Hilda Barrow. She and her husband eat breakfast every morning and you're... All right, if you know who she is, call her to the phone. She just left? For when? No? Were you sure about that? Yes, all right. Thank you. No, it's not all right. Something's haywire.
Oh, Dr. Rowe?
I'm Dr. Rowe.
My name is Perry Mason. I'm an attorney. My secretary, Miss Street.
Hello, Doctor.
Well, how do you do? You phoned me long distance from the city last night.
Yes, sir, that's right. We were told you weren't available until today.
There's my wife's order. She won't let me take night calls. Says I'm getting old.
I see. Well, I'm sorry to disturb you at all, sir, but I do need your help.
Well, I'll do what I can, Mr. Mason. I know your reputation.
Well, thank you, sir. Doctor, we're trying to trace a young woman who has disappeared.
Well, so am I.
What, Doctor?
My nurse walked out of my office. Left a patient alone in here.
Who was the patient she left alone here, Doctor?
I never saw him before in my life. He was a stranger.
Stranger?
Mean anything to you?
Yes, it's possible. Doctor, we have been trying, in cooperation with the police, to find a young woman named Suzanne Barclay. We believe that she came here to this city. We believe that she came to you for treatment.
What makes you think that?
Well, that's a long story, sir, and I'd rather keep it as simple as possible. However, Miss Barclay is being searched for not only by us and by the police. You see, she ran away because she had become involved with a dangerous criminal. He's a member of a huge crime syndicate.
Know him?
Only that he is called Gus. This man is a key member of the syndicate. He's smart. But crooks, of course, are never smart all the way. He made a mistake when he let Miss Barclay learn his real identity. Now, we are certain that this man, Gus, is also now looking for Suzanne Barclay. If he finds her before we do, he'll make absolutely certain she never talked to
him. In other words, he'll kill her.
Yes. And Gus knows that Suzanne came to you, Doctor. That man who was in your office could be Gus.
I didn't like his looks.
Did he talk to you? What's the matter, Donna?
Something... He smells funny.
I don't smell anything. He skedaddled out of here fast as he could, Mr. Mason.
Well, he must have talked to your nurse.
Well, he said he did.
Did he say anything else?
Well, now, let me think of it. Where's my pipe tobacco? I always think better with a pipe stuck in my face. Oh, yes, here it is. Wait a minute till I get fired up here. Now, where's the match?
Do you smell gas leaking, Perry?
Oh, here we are. I don't mind telling you, I'm getting worried about Mrs. Barrow. In fact, I'm beginning to wonder...
Don't strike that match, Doctor.
What?
Don't light a match. Are there any gas jets in this office, Doctor?
In my laboratory.
Is the laboratory this way?
It's through that door.
Be careful, Perry. What is it? Oh, the nurse.
Yes, the nurse. Stella, give me a hand. Quickly. Hurry, Doctor.
Well, Perry Mason discovered the unconscious nurse, perhaps in time to save her life. But August Jansen got what he wanted from the doctor's office. And will Mason be in time to forestall Jansen? By all means, hear tomorrow's exciting development.